The noble Prophet Ra'ufur Rahim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once going somewhere, and in this journey, whilst he was going somewhere, alongside him, with him, was his very beloved and close Sahabi companion, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. And this companion was a very beloved and closely attached Sahabi to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, his rank, his status, his maqam, was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His attachment and closeness was there. And this was once proven in the event of the Khandaq, in the struggle at Khandaq, in the trench. At that time, the Sahaba, the blessed companions, the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were being split into the two groups, the Muhajireen and the Ansar, the migrators and those who were inhabitants of Madinatul Munawwara. And when the turn came for Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu to be allocated to one of the two groups, the Ansar, they loved Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, and they said that we claim him to be a member of the Ansar. And the Muhajireen said, no, he is a Muhajir. So this debate initiated, and he was a great personality, great Sahabi. And look how great he was, that both groups were claiming his membership. The Hazrat Salman Farsi is ours. So as the debate intensified, brew, then Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a unique decision. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided that, O Ansar, neither is Hazrat Salman yours, neither, O Muhajirin, is he yours. Rather, he is mine, and he is from my Ahlay Bayt. He is from my family. So this was the Wahid, the only companion who had this unique status, that he was included within the Ahlul Bayt, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. So he is the narrator of this hadith that I'm mentioning, and he is with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. And this hadith, alhamdulillah, is a very great selection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's within this hadith. The selection of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu to be alongside him during the narration of this hadith and what he witnessed. So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu saw that as they were walking, and as he was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came across a plain, an open plain, a field where children were playing, jumping around, and playing on the earth, on the dust, on the soil, busy playing, having fun. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and sat down suddenly on the earth, where near to where the children were playing, and he was then, you could say, immersed or engrossed in the scene of the children, what they were doing. He was so engrossed in what he saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I said, suddenly sat down, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leant on his arm, and he was focused fully, or he put his hand down onto the earth, and he focused fully on what he saw in front of him in terms of the children playing in the field on the earth. And Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he was a bit surprised, taken aback, and he thought, what is this situation that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has suddenly sat down and he's looking at the children attentively? So Hazrat Salman Farsi also sat down. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that, Salman. And Salman replied, yes, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my parents be given to your service. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you know, O Salman, that I am looking at these children, and I like five habits of children. To repeat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I love and I like five habits of children a lot. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting in the same way. He's immersed, engrossed in the scene of what the children are doing, and he's speaking to Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, that I love five habits and actions of children. This is a very great message. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ مِنْ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And here Allah Ta'ala is showing the mercy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the world. Nothing in the deen of Islam is a waste. Rather, wherever Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wherever he focused, wherever his mind went, and he showed us, demonstrated us from this, that how we can attain the nearness to Allah. That if we focus on certain advices and direction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we can attain Allah's nearness. So a child is innocent. People don't have any importance for children, really, do they? You can push them around or tell them off and etc. and ignore them if you want. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that five habits of children, O Salman, five habits. How many? Five. Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the qualities of the children a collective guidance for us. The children are playing, running around, jumping, having fun, giggling. But Rasulullah said, I like their actions, I like their habits. And if they are beloved to Rasulullah, then they must be beloved to Allah. So we should always have, and also have love. If we love those habits, then alhamdulillah, Rasulullah will love us. Allah's Habib will love us, then Allah will love us. In turn, the chain reaction. So this is a great hadith for us to attain Allah's love and nearness. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I love five habits of children, the five actions of children. Then Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu requested, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what habits of the children are there that you like, that you prefer? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Salman, and he's still engrossed in the scene, he's watching the children. He's still watching the children attentively. He said, the first habit, action of the children, of children, that I like and love. Listen carefully, brothers. The first habit of children that I prefer, like, and find desirable. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say that the children are standing in qiyam. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we know, loved the action of prayer. Because the children, they couldn't pray, they didn't do umrah, they weren't sending durood, they weren't reciting Quran. They are little kids. Kids, innocent little kids, children. So which habit, action of the children that Rasulullah ﷺ liked and he wanted to deliver that message to the Ummah till the Day of Judgment? What was that habit and action? Because we know that Rasulullah ﷺ loved, out of most of all the actions, he loved a person at the time when he's standing in Salah. Now children are not in Qiyam, they're not in the standing posture. Nor after the Qiyam did they go into Ruku, the bowing posture. Nor after Ruku did they come up from the bowing posture to the Qiyam, standing again. Nor did they go then into Sujood, into prostration. Nor did they go into Jalsa, the sitting in between. Nor did they do Dua after Salah. So what action that Rasulullah ﷺ loved that they were doing? What was the first habit that he ﷺ mentioned to us? Ha ha ha, subhanallah. Great message in this. Great message. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, O Salman, the first action and habit of the children that I like is this. That they are playing in the soil, on the soil, on the dust, on the earth. They are playing on the ground. And they love the ground, the earth, the dust, the soil. What a beautiful statement. They're playing openly, without any hindrance, without any boundary, and they love the earth, they love the ground that they're playing on, the dust. What is this habit? This is the habit of children, that they always are passing the time in this. And this is where there's a clash between children and elders. Not from the ghair, from the parents there's a clash on this. The children, they're playing in the morning, they wake up the children, they clean them, bathe them, put nice clothes on them, put surma on their eyes, especially in our background locations, and some of you will experience this, and then the child leaves the house and jumps into the ground outside the house, in the back garden, on the open playing field, and they jump up and down on the dust and the sand, the soil. Doesn't matter how much you stop them, they play on the ground, they start eating the sand, they start rubbing their bodies and their hands on the walls, and they don't know that they're wearing nice clean clothes when they come home after a little while. Then they're so dirty and scruffy and soiled. Then you bathe them, wash them, clothe them again, then they go back out onto the soil, the earth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, I love this habit of the children. They play on the earth, on the soil, on the dust, on the sand, and they love the sand and the dirt and the soil. So Hazrat Salman Farsi was told this by Rasulullah. And the message we get here, that the person who loves the earth, the dust, Allah Ta'ala loves that person. Rasulullah has given us this advice. What a beautiful message. That whoever loves the soil, the earth, the sand, Allah Ta'ala loves that person a lot. A lot. Rather, soil is dirty on the outwardly if we see it. But the attribute of the sand and the dust and the soil is that it is low. It is lowly in quality. It has the power of the quality of absorption, of humbleness, of sincerity. Look at this. The earth, the soil, the clay. What do we not do with the ground? We spit on it. We urinate on it. We pass stool on it. And it absorbs and bears with perseverance all of our negative actions. And see, it's got high quality, status and quality of persevering. The land that we live on, the earth, the ground, the dust, it is sincere. It considers itself low. Because we consider the earth as low. We don't sit on the earth. We sit on the chair. Oh, and we save our clothes from the soil and the grass. But here, Rasulullah has given us the direction that whoever loves the earth, the dust, the ground, Allah Ta'ala loves that person. And not just this. It's not for the reason that there's no quality or attribute in the earth. Oh, there are great qualities and attributes in the earth that we cannot even identify and see. This soil, the earth, the ground we sit on, we walk on. So many treasures. Gold comes from the earth. Silver comes from the earth. Oil comes from the earth. And the rivers, they emanate. They flow into the earth. And the seas and the oceans. And the fruits that we eat. And the vegetables that we eat. And all of the natural habitation. And all of the ground in the world. We see that it's due to the fact that the earth, it inherits, it has got inherent great qualities, and the earth that absorbs all of our bad actions and sins during our life, it still allows us to be buried within it after we die. It still accepts us, it still welcomes us, and despite having all of the power on the earth has it, the ground, the soil that we sit and stand and run on, it has all of the power, but it bears with perseverance our bad actions. So we as insan, we should make our qualities like the earth. If we create the attributes and characteristics of the earth, then we'll become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the earth is simple, is sincere, it has absorption power, it perseveres all the bad things that are being done upon it. And Allah ta'ala elevated the status of the earth, the ground. Rasulullah sallallahu said that when a person loves the earth, the dust and the dirt, then Allah Ta'ala makes that person fortunate, khushbakht. He becomes fortunate. And his maqamat, his rank, his status elevates. To love the earth, then what does that mean? The safat, the qualities within the earth, the attributes of the earth, the characteristics, the ijz, the simplicity, the humbleness, the low feeling. And not to think that one is high and powerful. When somebody has that, then becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite having all of these qualities and power and having strength, the earth humbled itself. It lowers itself. And this is the sabak, the lesson we have been given. Like you have a child. A child is innocent. He's playing in the dust, the dirt. Totally innocent. For this reason. Because the person is sincere. So insan, the human being, Allah Ta'ala has given qualities to everyone. Somebody is beautiful, someone's strong, someone's powerful, someone's handsome, somebody's wealthy, somebody's got ilm, somebody's got knowledge, somebody can do tazkiyah to others, somebody can do tafsiyah to others. There are many safat that are hidden within us, or are within us. We have these qualities, we have these safat, and due to the sift, what happens? Due to our qualities and attributes, we start to consider ourselves as high and better than others, and superior to others. This is what we do, don't we? Due to our qualities that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, we start to feel proud and high and better than others, and superior. Rather, despite the fact that we should learn from the earth and the dust and the dirt, despite the earth having the power and the energy over and above us, it considers itself low. So it doesn't mean that if we've got some qualities, characteristics and superior powers over others, we shouldn't think that we're better than others. We should consider and compare ourselves to the earth, the ground that we sit on. And opposition to humbleness and sincerity and the low feeling, the opposite is kibr, pride and haughtiness. So what is tawaza? We should either have tawaza, we should have tawaza, simplicity, humbleness. We should lower ourselves, because the opposite to that is kibr, pride, haughtiness, big-headed. And for a person to have kibar, it means that that person considers himself better than others due to the qualities he's got. Whatever quality Allah Ta'ala has given to us, whatever abilities Allah Ta'ala has given to us, whichever field in life we are progressing along and we are passing along, it is nobody's magic that he possesses the abilities and characteristics and factors and strengths. Allah gives us strengths, Allah gives us abilities, Allah gives us qualities, Allah gives us the attributes and the characteristics that we possess. It's not our feet. It's not our achievement. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given to us all of our abilities and achievements. And the person who does not have this feeling and acceptance that if somebody else doesn't possess the qualities we have, and we consider him as inferior, and we consider ourselves better, this is taqabbur, this is qibar, this is pride. And we should never consider ourselves better than others. Even if we possess qualities, no, this brother's better than me. This person's better than me. No, but you've got these qualities, oh person. No, I don't have this. I am low. I'm a failure. I am nothing. I'm worthless. And when we possess this and develop this within us, this is tawaza. This is simplicity. This is a person who's humble and sincere and considers himself low. And that's when he becomes close to Allah and beloved to Allah. Take anybody in any line of action in the world today. Look at our pious predecessors who we remember today by name, who've passed away. The greatest attribute and quality they had was tawaza. They lowered themselves. They were humble. They humbled themselves. The great muhaddithin, the great experts of tazkiyah and tafsir and scholars, they had all the strengths of the deen, but they never considered themselves better than someone else. They always said that this person, other people are present who are better than me. There are people who, this person's better than me. That person's better than me. Never in their life, on any maqam, on any phase of life, did they consider themselves better than others. So this quality of the earth, the dust and the dirt, Rasulullah says, I love this habit of the children that they play on the dust and the dirt and the soil. And if you love this, then Allah will love you. And when you love something and play with something and attach yourself to something, then the qualities and attributes of that thing will come into you. And children are innocent. They don't have the quality of sin. You will never see kibr within children. You won't see pride because they're attached to the dust and the dirt. And when the child comes out of the dust and the dirt, becomes babuji and a man, he grows up, then takabbur comes, pride comes, haughtiness comes, showing off comes. But as long as he's a child and he lives and he plays on the dirt and the soil, you won't see a child with takabbur and kibar. Oh, they're jumping and playing and throwing each other around and falling on the ground and dust themselves down. They carry on. Rasulullah said, make your qualities like the children who love the dust and the soil, and they're simple and humble. And this quality, if we develop, is not our feat and achievement. It's Allah Ta'ala who gives this. My friends, never consider you're better because you've got wealth than the poorest person. Never. If a person's got a broken heart, don't consider that you are better than somebody who doesn't have food. Then feed that person. Or if they don't have the level of the food that you have, then lower yourself to that level. If you go to visit someone in their home, they are poor, they have a lower standard of living like you, then dress yourself according to their standard and go and visit them, so they don't feel that differentiation in their heart that, oh, he came to us with showing off with his high standard and pomp and glory. No, lower yourself. Dress like them, act like them, speak like them, mingle with them, so they don't feel the differentiation. So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, who narrates this hadith, what a great selection that Rasulullah selected him for this hadith. He was a great personality. He's also in the line, the silsila of the Naqshbandi sheikhs, because spiritually he had the attachment with Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, from whom the silsila Naqshbandi emanates. Subhanallah. And he was a companion of the Ashab al-Suf. He was a companion of the Suffa, the raised platform in front of the Hujra of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't become a Sahabi for nothing, you know. He was very humble and simple, and he did a lot of struggling and striving, making an effort. As the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was made the governor of Madain. He didn't have a house to live in. He said, no, I would rather live under the shade of the tree, under the shade of the walls. I can sleep very easy and comfortably here. He was a governor, simple life. And once there was an account where he used to travel through the shopping centers, the alleyways of the shopping ways, and some people would consider him as a laborer. He would say, okay, fine, I'll do a service for you. He would hold their luggage on their head and take their goods for a fee. And when the people who knew he was Amirul Mu'mineen would say, Amirul Mu'mineen, you are carrying these people's goods on your head. And the people who would use his service became ashamed at that time, said, are you Amirul Mu'mineen? You are the commander of the believers? Oh, we feel ashamed, we have selected you. And Hazrat Salman Farsi, he said, no, I promised that I would do this transaction for you. And Rasulullah ordered that, do not break the promise, so I will fulfill this promise. So, okay, that's fine if I've got your goods on my head. What difference does it make to me? I don't lose anything. And mashallah, you chose me. You considered myself capable to do this. So let me take your goods to your home because I've agreed this transaction with you. Subhanallah, great sabi, my brothers. Lowering, humbling oneself is a great thing. Dhikr and fikr we do. This is why we do it, to change the world of the heart. Every moment, second and pulse of the heart. Brothers, a severe time is to come for us. A very severe and difficult time will come for us when takabbur will finish. Pride will finish. Haughtiness will finish. Try to attain these qualities, brothers. These things, to become big-headed and proud and haughty is not a good quality. To become high is not a good thing. Look, I'll give you an example. You have a tree. You have the safeda tree. Yes? And it goes so high in its height. It has a high, tall trunk. If you see this tree, there are many trees like this. They have tall, tall trunks. They have not many leaves and branches. So it's tall and high, but no fruit, no leaves, nor is it giving any shadow to anyone because it's very tall in its height. But let's take the orange tree. Yeah, the tangerine, the oranges. Yeah, the tree, kinu tree. It's a short trunk, not high in its height. It's short in height, but it's bowing over the earth. It's bowing over the earth due to the weight of its fruits and the number of its fruits, and the people in the world benefit from it. And that's the reason why the pious predecessors, the walis of Allah, and even the walis now, they are bowing over the earth with their fruits to give to the people of the world, and the people of the world are eating the fruits, the benefits. What a great pal we have today. The dhikr of Allah is so sweet, isn't it? This is the fruit from the wali of Allah. Due to my sheikh, if we didn't have a link with my hazrat, then where would this majlis, this gathering of assembly of dhikr be today? Would we know how to say, Allah, we haven't even met, you haven't met hazrat, you have no link with him physically, but on the day of judgment when we rise, when you rise, you will find and you will be associated with hazrat, and he will say that this person did dhikr due to my teachings. Forget the dunya. When we rise on the day of judgment, we will meet hazrat straight away. This person used to come to the majlis, he used to do the dhikr that I taught and gave the instruction. This is a veil. We're living in the dunya, we can't see the reality, but these are great people. What was the reason? Tawaza, humbleness. They were lowered on the earth. They never used to raise their eyes or their heads and think they were better than others. They never considered themselves better. They would look within, look down. They used to bend, they used to walk and look down. They had humps on their backs. They used to lower themselves physically and spiritually. Never look up. Never look, think yourself better. Always lower yourself whenever you're walking. You leave the masjid, in the shopping street, in the alleyways, in the roads, wherever you're under. Always consider yourself low. If you're strong and powerful, think you're weak. If somebody confronts you physically, say, Allah is the one who'll give me strength. I cannot confront anybody. Allah is the one who gave me the strength. Or if you have another good quality attribute, say, I don't have the... If somebody's praising you, mentioning you amongst others, no, I don't have these qualities. And accept in your heart, I have no maqam. I have no status. I don't remember anything. I remember a statement of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Da'amat Barakatum. And he said once that I will tell the reality that today, if I sit down and have pride and a show off my knowledge, and he was, mashallah, a son of a great father who did his tazkiyah. And Hazrat Arif Billah, rahmatullahi, was his sheikh, he did his tazkiyah. And he's a great personality in the world of Islam today. And he said, let me tell you one of the events in my Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, that he said that once... In an example he gave, there was a simple masla question was put forward to me. Simple Islamic situation was put in front of me and was asked from me for an answer. And my mind was blank at that time. I was thinking, looking at him, trying to get to the answer. Very basic, simple question. He said, so I can't remember what the question was. And he said, totally my mind was blank at that time. I was trying to go towards the Islamic answer and my mind was blank. And suddenly I said to Allah, oh Allah, I'm grateful to you. Today I've realized that I'm not the alim, I'm not the scholar, it's rather you who've given me this knowledge. Whenever you want, you can take, and whenever you want, you can give. This tazkiyah, the wali, and rank and status, the tasawwuf is given by Allah. And when Allah Ta'ala wants, He can blank the heart and take everything back and take it into possession. Allah Ta'ala's name, its asar, its effect can be finished and it can be detached from the person. And then the person shrieks and cries, was my dhikr, my closeness to Allah gone, my spirituality gone? And that's when we realize, what does everything belong to? Allah. When you are proud and you think you're a big Sufi and you are pious and you've seen a sinner, you say, oh, I do dhikr, this person's a sinner. He doesn't do dhikr, he doesn't remember Allah. I pray, this person doesn't even pray. Oh, I'm this and that. This person doesn't even practice. No. Or when, for example, you think you're better than others, then Allah Ta'ala grabs that quality and attributes and knowledge and treasure from that person and says, now tell me who gave this to you. In two words, I tell you, humbleness and pride. Sincerity and pride are two opposite extremes. Humbleness, lowering oneself, pride are opposite. And humbleness and sincerity and lowering myself will give paradise, and kibr, pride, will give jahannam, hellfire. Either we select paradise or we go towards hellfire. We need to try and strive our best. So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu is listening attentively, and our Aqa Rasulullah sallam is giving us the answer. So what did he say? That, oh Salman, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Salman, I love the habit, this action of the children. Then Rasulullah sallam was quiet, then he spoke. And Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu said, oh Prophet of Allah, what is the second habit or action of the children that you like? Then Rasulullah mentioned the second habit and action for which we don't have time today. Inshallah, next Thursday I will present that habit. You will come, then I will present it to you. The second habit and action of children. And inshallah, when the five actions of habits of children, you will listen, then you will start kissing and hugging the children. That don't hit them, don't ridicule them. They are great individuals. They've changed their life. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he selected. When he selects, then the color and the form of greatness comes into that person. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen.